coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Jay Foreman, Harrison here on the ones and twos. We're Old School, coming at you live, 1040 O Street. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple. Hot, beautiful day here, Harrison.
Hot.
Understatement. Yeah, hot and humid. But you know what? Just a few months ago, we were complaining about record low temps, so we'll battle through the heat. But anyways, we got a short segment, and then about 4:30, we're gonna have Dr. Razan come in from Advanced Medical Imaging. We got some, obviously, with the NBA playoffs and different injuries through, whether it's, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs, or obviously football, and then obviously NBA playoffs, different injuries pop up. So some interesting ones that come up. Every time either himself or Dr. Fenn comes in. And then we'll top of the 5 o'clock hour, talk a little bit recruiting about around this time. It's camp time, but more importantly, what the team needs to do. But then also we'll dive into NBA offseason. I think that'd be good. And NFL offseason. You got some guys that are holding out, what it means, and give the perspective from inside the locker room, and then also from a business perspective, what the purpose is, and how can it serve the player, obviously, in the best possible ways to obviously get what they want and obviously get paid. So one big subject, Harrison, we haven't been able to, at least in Old School, really address is my Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I'm curious how you feel. I got Brewing Kids word
and,
on it.
You know, first it was J.J. Redick, and everybody was saying it's LeBron's team, and they're on a podcast, and it's been in the works for how long the podcast started. And turns out J.J. Redick just was at the NBA Combine, and they just kind of did it. Had an hour meet and greet, you know, just kind of feel it out, him and Rob Pelinka. And the word was he withdrew his name. And I thought maybe it's because he just wanted to be the, if you're going to talk to me, I need to be the number one candidate. But then obviously out of nowhere came Dan Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you, I love Dan Hurley. I like the way he coaches. I like his passion. He's funny, and I think I like his intensity. I think he actually would serve some of the Los Angeles Lakers nation some good. But as I start to think about it, it was never an option.
He leveraged the Lakers for some extra cash is what happened.
I think the Lakers called, and the Lakers were never serious. And here's why I know they were never serious. It'd be okay. Here's an example. If somebody called, like somebody would call me and say, "I want you to come, you know, work across the street at X station," and you're paying me, you're not paying me top two or three money to leave a great situation, or top two money, then I know you're not serious. You were trying to offer this man like top six coaches like salary, and you going out to Los Angeles. That's actually not top six coaches' salary. It's actually less because it's expensive to live out there. And you got to take your family literally from Connecticut to Los Angeles. It couldn't be a farther commute. I don't care if you're on a private jet. It's still 4 hours.
Yeah, and he's got all the power at UConn, right? He's not listening to anybody at UConn. That's why I never thought it was going to happen. Because now, especially with the transfer portal era, you're not really locked in. If you're okay with NIL and recruiting players like that, you're not locked into situations, and if you have a room where nobody's going to tell you no, I mean, he's got total control at UConn. So that's why I don't think he'd really give that up, especially, like I said, with the pay. He's getting paid pretty damn good over there.
It stretches a lot farther. I think that he would have left if they were serious. I think for all those factors that you just talked about, that's what goes into your offer. It has to. Yeah. You have to. So I got to overpay to get you. Period. And you tried to just do the market value. You weren't serious. And the reason why I know they weren't serious, because they did the dog and pony show, and I think they wanted, probably had an interview with him, probably flew him out or did whatever, which probably wasn't the best thing, because he's like, dang, this is a long flight. We ate two square meals and had snacks. You get out all bloated. You get off as gluttony. Now you have, you got the itis.
Yeah, you know, you're flying private, not commercial.
Right, even if you're flying private, you two square meals in and some snacks and a couple of drinks. It's gluttony. I don't want to meet with you after that. I want to take a nap, right? But I think the Lakers did it to try to drum up and spark some interest of some other candidates. I don't think they were – because if they were – here's what I know about, like – what I've heard from different coaches, you know, negotiating. If they want you enough, they're going to pay for it. Number one, first of all, they're going to come and they're going to know what kind of your number is because they've already contacted your agent. You're not just showing up and saying, okay, let's see what we can negotiate here. You called him. He didn't call you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to call you. So that's exactly what it's no different when Houston Nutt came up here. I don't know, this is before your time. You know who Houston Nutt is?
I've seen references on Twitter. Definitely right. Not during my time.
He was Arkansas coach.
Mm-hmm.
Came up here, got off the plane, probably had him a runza, couple beers, and probably went over to Misty's, and then went right back home and had a fat paycheck. That's exactly what Dan Hurley did. And I do say this, though. If I was his agent or his friend or whatever, I said, you have to be a little wary of, you keep telling the NBA no. That's no different than Kentucky. You told Kentucky no. That's a professional franchise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a blue blood. These other jobs of like North Carolina and they're not coming open, man. Like, it might not time up with you. So you can't always say no. But I also think that's a smart decision not to even entertain the Lakers, because I think what he would want to do would be kind of like Malone with Denver. Because they run a lot of sets, develop, you know, obviously draft, free agent, a lot of players. And you have two guys. Well, obviously you have Anthony Davis potentially in his prime. And they got LeBron James, one of the iconic figures ever to play in the NBA. And they don't have a lot of draft capital.
No. And you don't know where LeBron's going to be, if you're going to have him or not.
Right. I think LeBron would tighten up with him. I think he would, because he's played for a coach like that. And I think LeBron, he knows that. I think the respect is there. I just don't know if the Lakers are truly winning. This lets me know the Lakers aren't truly winning or trying to win. They're thinking about it and like, I call it like Halloween. They're dressing up and playing like they are, but they really aren't out there doing it. Because if you really wanted Dan Hurley, he would be introduced as your coach. It'd be a foregone conclusion.
I sometimes feel like I don't think they know what they're doing, what they're trying to get out of it. It's just kind of been rough with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. They've had a rough run here. Like, they've had great pieces. They got the Mickey Mouse title. But other than that, it's been pretty rough after that.
It has not been. Well, you know who they need. If they really wanted Dan Hurley, you know who could have closed the deal?
Trying to think.
The Magic, man. Magic Johnson could have. But he left. He left the Lakers.
He put that franchise in a tough spot, too. I mean, he was the guy saying, we're going to have Lonzo Ball's jerseys hanging in the rafters.
And well, he thought he was.
Now, he thought, but that's the worst thing. He could use some training.
He got the okie doke ran on him by LeVar Ball. You're allowed one mess up. You're allowed one mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes he was so fixated on Ball, and I think he was letting his heart and eyes, because he knows how important the point guard could be to the mm-hmm. franchise, that he talked himself into it and didn't let his mind. That's a learning experience.
Yeah, he was watching the mixtapes before sleep.
Right.
He was sold 100%.
And he was listening to his dad, who mm-hmm. was right down there. So it was, and there was a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work out. So I think that's, but I'm telling you, the fact that he left the way he did.
It was quick.
It was like, remember, it was like they played Portland. And they were like, oh, you gonna be there on Monday? He's like, I ain't going to be there.
We weren't even in the midseason yet.
No.
I don't think.
Because he, and if you go back to Magic got interviewed, he talked about when he was trying to communicate, the deal was that he could still be a businessman and help with big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Rob Pelinka was like, oh, he ain't around enough. Well, that was never the deal. He somehow caught wind. I guess Rob Pelinka actually CC'd on him and then blind CC'd on him. And so whatever he did, he caught wind of the emails. So he's like, I'm out of here. But him leaving, you got to think. When he left the Lakers, he left James Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
He left Kareem, because they're involved in James Worthy does their like analyst, and Kareem's ambassador, and all Byron Scott and all those guys. So that's how it lets you know how bad it is. They're playing dress up.
I believe it. The ownership from top, I mean, really since we've gotten to that era of Jeannie Buss, and I'll give her a little bit of slack. That's one of the toughest franchise takeover. It's been a pretty bumpy ride ever since, trying to figure out what everybody's roles are in it and with the roster around it. Outside of kind of getting the sweepstakes, you were more lucky to have LeBron just want to go to L.A. than you were.
But who, got LeBron to go to L.A.? The Magic Man. And LeBron gave him a championship. Also, let's not forget, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. But the only reason Rob Pelinka is in that position is because Kobe said, I want my agent to be the GM.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of blame to go around, but right now they are spinning. Some of the guys that they're talking about hiring, you might as well just kept Darvin Ham.
I've always kind of hated the coaching carousel in the NBA is a little bit ridiculous at times with these coaches going and flying around.
You might as well hire Frank Vogel back.
Seriously, I just thought they never should have got rid of Frank Vogel. He wins you the championship that you absolutely made the moves worth it. That risky moves you talked about, the picks, everything they gave away, makes it worth it. And then it has a couple bad seasons because your two star players, AD and LeBron James, are on and off the court. Then you can't.
And you got rid of your glue players.
Caruso was gone. Right.
You got Caruso go all at once. The guys that could hold the fort.
JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, all the guys that helped you win that title, you didn't bring back.
KCP too.
Yeah.
And those guys, it's no different than Denver.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? They let Brown go and they let Jeff Green go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you win championship, because you know your top-notch players are going to perform, right? Generally. Except if you're Carl Anthony Towns. And then you need your nuts and bolts guys to step up as well. You take the nuts and bolts guy, you're left out there stuck on stupid. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. I think Dr. Razdan is here. We're going to talk about calf injuries. Hamstring injury. You ever pulled a hamstring?
Oh yeah, brutal. Senior year of football.
All right, well, we're gonna find out why and how you did it, and if you could have recovered faster. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break.
Harrison, have you thinking?
I'm just playing mind games with you. We're gonna take a quick break. Jay Forbit, Old School, along with Harrison. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.